Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, joined by Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the regular season's fun and all, but only one thing can compare to the excitement of basketball's playoffs, and that's having skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Basketball has made its way through the regular season. Now it's time to crown a champion, and DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you in the center of the action to celebrate basketball's first round of the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook giving you an amazing free bet offer. For every day that you bet at least $20 on basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook will give you a $10 free bet. So you need to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all users get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook going all out, offering a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20-plus dollars on all first-round playoff action. Again, promo code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number one of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim, along with Andy and Bob. And once more, guys, we've got plenty of news to talk about. Let's decide where to start. How about, Bob, I'm going to start with you and the letter from Kevin Warren, commissioner of the Big Ten. He waited 8 days to tell us why they canceled the fall season for the Big Ten Conference. Is this just too little, too late?
It's astounding, Jim. It's astounding that this – why would you not have all of this ready on August 11th. It just speaks to the disorganization of the Big Ten Conference at the highest level. And I've come away, Jim, over the last few months, just with the realization that these guys at the highest level just don't think they have to explain themselves to anyone. They don't think they have to do anything other than just make these announcements. And they were obviously, as a result of all the stuff that happened with the parents and the players and the head coaches speaking out, it's the only reason why he came out with this. It's the court of public opinion. These leaders are supposed to be great communicators, and this has been going on for far too long. And the letter itself, although it was interesting to read some of his thoughts, I cannot believe. I know he's in his first year. I cannot believe they opted to wait 8. Why would you not have this ready to go on August 11th? It's PR 101. You kind of diffuse the story at the start. You don't give it any room to kind of catch fire. If he had just done this, you know, in the press conference after they announced it, I think it would have really gone a long way towards kind of, easing, you know, some of the controversy and the hard feelings that have occurred, you know, since August 11th.
All of us here, we're fans of college football. We want to see football. But how much better would it have been if Kevin Warren or the presidents and chancellors had come out immediately and at least explained this was the process we went through to get to this cancellation?
As Bob said, PR 101, 8 days later and you put out a nothing burger. I mean, that's essentially what he did, right? I mean, you could have released this 10 minutes after your announcement. It was that swimming in the kiddie pool, lack of clarity, confirmation. There wasn't any transparency. There was almost no real valuable information. And this is from a quote-unquote leader, and I'm sorry, Kevin. If you have any aspirations for anything above where you're at, you should probably rethink that, because you can't lead a pack of dogs that have to go to the bathroom to fire hydrants. That's just my opinion, that his leadership is absolutely a train wreck. And this letter, it was not only like almost an insult, but it told me that a lot of really academic smart people made a massive amount of really stupid decisions. And the reason I know that, and based on this letter, is in the 8 days that from you canceled to when you put out your sort of explanation, you had reasonable adults, which were the parents, are confused. You have ADs that are pretty much not sure exactly what happened and why it went down and how it went down. And you have football coaches that are left to draw their own conclusions and make their own, you know, assertions of what happened because it was just simply that poorly executed. And then you put out an eight days later, you put out a nothing burger. Shame on them.
Next time, tell us what you really think.
I'm sorry, but I mean, when you have that much confusion, and I'm looking at the Pac-12, right? I'm a little bit like, okay, so I know it's the West Coast and you kind of, you know, it's a little less intense than, say, in other parts of the country in terms of their college football, but are they having these same problems? Are they two conferences on the same path? I don't know. Is it just me? I'm not seeing it. And I know the Pac-12 released their full medical report, and at least they had a, you know, cogent cognitive plan for how to communicate the decision. And, you know, I'm sure there was some angst, but you're certainly not seeing what's happening in the Big 12 happening in the Pac-12. And they both reached the same decision.
Go ahead, Bob.
I'm sorry. When you have, you know, what's going to be perceived as bad news, if you have to deliver bad news, get your ducks in a row before you do it. Andy, I would also say the presidents really do not come off good, in this whole scenario as well. I think you kind of hinted at that. But when Sandy Barber goes on record saying she's not even sure if a vote's taking, that just tells me what's the subtext there. She and Eric Barron have never really had a meaningful conversation about what happened. It's inexcusable. And I just wanted to throw this in for this one segment. 8 days, so we're in mid-August, and Kevin Warren announces they've formed a return to competition task force, which also indicates that, you know, back in April and May, they never really took it seriously. Like, why are you just announcing this now? Why was not this kind of already fully formed in the event, you know, you couldn't play in the fall? Why are you just organizing this now? They never really took the possibility of playing in 2021 all that serious. Sandy was right when she said it was a last resort, but I just think you have to have a plan for everything. And they never really looked at the big picture, and they're just so far behind. It's just troubling.
Bob, I want to follow up on the point you made about Sandy's comment where she said, I don't know if there was actually even a vote. And the first instinct is, did she even talk to Eric Barron? And that was my question initially. But then I saw a quote from, I believe it was the president of Minnesota, and she said something to the effect, well, there was an overall discussion that we eventually as a group agreed this is where we were headed. And that was her response when she was asked if there was a vote, and she was on the call. The way I interpreted that was, let's avoid a formal vote. Then I don't have to live with that vote. I don't have to go out and tell my constituency I voted to cancel football. And nobody has to take responsibility for this, Andy. It almost seems like that was the strategy.
I stand by my statement where a lot of really academic smart people have made a massive amount of stupid statements and decisions based around this that just make them look like they're so far, like tone deaf. They don't get it. And I can't agree with Bob Moore. I think you and I mentioned it before we went on the air, Jim. Are you forming a task force now? And that stuck out to me as well, Bob. I was like, where the heck was this in May? Where the heck was this in June? And I'm like, oh, well, we're going to form it now to go forward. So it just speaks volumes to the lack of cohesive planning, strategy, and leadership at the top of the Big Ten Conference, including the president and the committee of presidents and chancellors as well.
And Bob, you know, following up on this, idea of setting up that committee now instead of doing it 4 months ago. If you've already established we see cases going up or there's the unknown, we know that things are changing constantly. There'll be, you know, talks of a vaccine and there'll be talks of better testing. But are they going to be able to now, in a mere couple months, start talking about winter sports? I mean, that's only a couple months away where they have to make a decision. Should we start playing basketball and hockey? And are they going to have enough evidence to support, hey, it's okay, it's safe to go back and play again? What happens next, Bob?
Yeah, Jimmy, you make a good point. I just feel like they threw this up against the wall to let people know they're trying to take this a lot more seriously. But they have shown no semblance of structure or actually A, having a plan and B, following through on it. So I'm a little skeptical about just how serious this return to competition task force is going to take the next 6 to 8 weeks with regard to getting off to a fast start at some point in 2021. It, to me, they just sound like words. I don't know. When you look at who's on the committee, it's a lot of different people. You know, it's presidents, it's doctors, it's coaches, it's ADs. For them to all get on the same page, I just am a little bit skeptical. It sounds great in theory, but I just don't know. I just don't know how realistic you're going to get all these guys on the same page. And maybe the Big Ten needs to seriously consider, honestly, hiring some kind of media consultant moving forward. Because they got caught so flat-footed. I just think that I hope they learn from this, because if they ever have to go through something like this again, hopefully they don't. If they do this again, I just don't know how seriously people are taking the Big Ten. I think they've lost a lot of luster, and I think their reputation has been extremely damaged by the last 5 months.
I'm going to get on my soapbox here for a second and agree with both of you. These are supposed to be top people. They're paid like top executives. They're in charge of a huge operation at each one of these universities. And I think they put Kevin Warren in a bad position, and he's the guy taking all the heat right now. But where are those presidents? Where are they standing up and saying, this is where I voted, this is how I voted, this is why I voted that way? And none of them are doing that. And they need to get out from under their desks and explain to their constituency why the decision was made and why they voted the way they did. All right, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around. Tucker's Tape is next.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The basketball playoffs are here. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.